I'm Pastor Myron Dom. At Northmark Church, we believe the Bible is God's holy word, given to us from God for our benefit. God's word gives us wisdom, direction, comfort, and conviction. As we expound His word verse by verse each week, we hope to encourage and give you insight as you walk one step behind Jesus. Thanks for listening. Imagine being told you're going to experience a supernatural pregnancy. How would you wrap your mind around that? What were Joseph and Mary to do? What would it all mean for their future together? These two had to be overwhelmed by the news of a coming Savior to soon be born to them. They had plans. They were getting married. They would build a home. And they would have children someday, a long time in the future, of course. But our Lord had a different plan for them now. And their response to Him and His supernatural plan have much to teach us today. Would you take your copy of God's Word and open it with me to their story, Luke chapter 1. Luke records how Mary hears what is to come. Luke chapter 1, I'm starting to read in verse 26. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name," say it with me, church, "Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." Gabriel's message rocked Mary's world. She would be the mother of the Messiah? She was not ready for this. How do you prepare for this? And what in the world will her family and Joseph think? Honestly, how is this pregnancy even supposed to happen? Verse 34. "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. For nothing is impossible with God." Even if Mary believes that nothing is impossible for God, the magnitude of this plan had to be overwhelming in her eyes. Sure, nothing's impossible for God, but there are a whole lot of things that are impossible for me. How do I explain what's happening? Yes, I'm pregnant. No, I did not have sexual relations with Joseph nor any other man. I'm betrothed to Joseph, but we're not married. I'm pure. And I'm pregnant. How? The Holy Spirit did it. Who's going to believe that story? The whole thing seemed impossible, especially when she thought of Joseph. But then Mary remembers what happened. She did not ask for this. She did not invent it. She did not expect it. She did not go looking for it. She was minding her business, being a good young woman, honoring God with her life, being in love with Joseph, and staying pure when out of nowhere, an angel appears to Mary and says these four words. Say it with me. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. I'm going to make some statements here, and I want to try to help us understand what Mary was attempting to process with this message. As I make these statements that I think Mary may have been reasoning in her mind, I want you to respond with these four words. Say it with me. Do not be afraid. So when I point to you, you respond with the angel's message. Here's Mary processing. It doesn't make any sense. Why would you pick me, God?
Do not be afraid.
What about my family and Joseph? What's he going to think? What if they don't believe me? What if they ostracize me? You know what happens to girls in our town who get pregnant out of wedlock. How am I going to be a mother to God's son? How does one do that?
Be afraid.
And as her many objections, we're confronted with the angel's unequivocal assertion. She accepted it. Verse 38. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May it be to me as you have said. Then the angel left her. He is God. I am his servant. I will do whatever he asks. Mary responds with acceptance. Say it with me, acceptance. She is able to accept this remarkable reality because she knows who she is and who God is. He is Lord of all, and I am his servant. This honest realization is what enables her to not be afraid, to accept all that is to come, knowing that she's not alone. This same God who's asked her to do this will enable her to accomplish it. Ultimately, it's up to him. Think about this, friend. If you're following the Lord with your life, if you're one step behind Jesus and you're making plans for your future and all of a sudden it takes an abrupt left-hand turn and you're facing an impossible situation, who's responsible for that? The same God whom you're following. So if he turns your plans, boom, and you're facing something that's too big for you, do not be afraid. Accept his will. If he's put this wall in front of me, he will get me over it in his time. She could trust God to be loving and faithful because she knew that's who he is. She could accept what God had told her because of who he is. And that allowed peace from God's hand to flood her soul. So much peace that this young girl is able to sing a song of praise to God that is captured in Scripture for all of eternity. Luke chapter 1, she begins her song in verse 46. She sings, "My soul glorifies the Lord. And my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant." To paraphrase it, God's got his mind on me. My God loves me. He is thinking of me. And so if my plans don't unfold and instead I face an impossible situation, I know my God's got his mind on me. My God loves me. I don't have to be afraid. Do not be afraid. She accepts God's plan without fear because she is convinced he loves her. And his love for her is bigger than any wall she's facing. So Mary approaches Joseph. That's the wall. The looks on their faces at the end of that video tell the whole story, don't they? Joseph is stunned, shocked, afraid. And Mary simply wants him to wrap his strong carpenter arms around her quivering heart. And God's wonderful plan has just created a strained impasse between them. Scripture does not describe for us how this conversation went down. Instead, Matthew simply recounts the story like a man would. He just simply tells the facts. Matthew chapter 1, he says this. This is how the birth of Jesus came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Wow. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. They were betrothed. Betrothal is not like our engagements today. Engagements can be made and they can be broken. And many people in our culture today live together during engagement. It's not good. It doesn't honor God. And I would advocate to you to never take that path. In Jewish culture, when betrothal occurred, it was never to be broken. It was to be honored. And sexual purity was at the center of it. The couple would spend much time together preparing for their future days, but they were expected by everybody to stay sexually pure during that time. It was almost a test of their faithfulness to God to remain sexually pure even as they aggressively prepared for their lives together. It was an important time. To get pregnant during your betrothal would heap significant shame on your family. Significant shame on you. Shame that would not be easily lived down. Joseph loved Mary, but obviously she had made an immoral choice. He had stayed true. He had remained pure, and it was not easy. That boy took plenty cold showers. But Mary did not have that same integrity, and it killed Joseph. And then she comes up with some cockamamie story about the Holy Spirit being responsible. Joseph, and I was born at night, but I wasn't born last night. You expect me to buy that story? Think about this, friends. Even so, Joseph wanted to maintain his own integrity before God, even though Mary hadn't. And so out of love for Mary, unrequited love on his part, and his devotion to God, he intended to simply put her away quietly, stop the betrothal, end the marriage plans quietly. She had failed him. Of this he was confident, but he would still finish it with dignity. Verse 20 of Matthew chapter 1. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name, say it with me, church, Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Waking up in a cold sweat, Joseph couldn't believe what he had heard. Mary had stayed pure? Mary really was a virgin? Mary had not dishonored him with some other bloke in town? It was the Holy Spirit who had done this, and they were going to have a son who would become the Messiah? Like Mary, anxiety cascaded over him until he too remembered the angel's greeting. The angel appeared to him in a dream and says to Joseph these four words. Say it with me, church. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. And like Mary, and like all of us who will take this to heart, all of his apprehensions washed away. If God is behind all this, Joseph reasoned, then I'm in. God is good, and I trust him. If he's behind this, then I'm all in. Perhaps the prophecy from Isaiah chapter 7 that he had learned as a boy in synagogue rang in his memory. Verse 22 in Matthew's chapter 1 records it for us. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. Key word for Joseph here. The virgin. Mary had stayed pure. His wife had honored her betrothal. He did not have to put her away. He could spend the rest of his days loving and serving her. She really had told him the truth. It was so. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means, say it with me, church, God with us. God with us. Mary was a virgin. That had to be the best news Joseph had heard so far. But then it was blown away with the reality that she's not just a virgin, she's that virgin from Isaiah chapter 7. She's going to be the one to give birth to the Son of God. My woman is going to be God's mother. He had to be overwhelmed with excitement. The Holy Spirit had done it. Our son will be the Messiah. Our son will save us from our sins. Our son will be God in the flesh. He may not look like me, but I'll have the privilege of training him how to be a man. Verse 24. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son. And he gave him the name, say it, church, Jesus. Believing what the angel told him, Joseph responds with obedience. Say it with me, obedience. He honors Mary. They get married. The Son of God is born. They name him Jesus. They did exactly what our Lord asked them to do. Joseph believed God knows best. God is in control. God loves me. I can trust God. He will do it. There is no need for fear. I will obey. This Christmas season, let's take to heart what Joseph and Mary eventually understood. When our Lord's plan overrides our plans, choose to not be afraid. Accept His will. Obey Him completely. I invite you to say this with me as a statement to the Lord. Lord, I choose to not be afraid. I will accept His will. I will obey Him completely. Simple truth. Difficult to do when the plans you've been making are abruptly stopped and you're forced to go a direction you did not anticipate and there is a wall in front of you. Simple truth, profound implications for our lives. Hard to remember when you're staring at that wall. May I invite you to commit it to memory today. Listen to what the angel told these two kids. He's telling us today through God's written word, do not be afraid. Accept His will. Obey Him completely. When we do, His peace will saturate our soul. Remember, this child to be born had also been prophesied by Isaiah as the Prince of Peace. And peace he did bring to his mom and his dad all of his days. And peace he will bring to all who choose to not be afraid, who choose to accept God's will in their lives, who choose to obey Him completely, all those who choose to have a relationship with Jesus. Do you need peace this year? Of all the gifts you could ever get, would not peace outweigh them all? No matter what you're facing, no matter what losses or pains, joys or privileges are yours in this moment, you need peace. And only the Prince of Peace can deliver. Would you bow your heads with me? And let's talk to Him in prayer. Lord, we ask You this morning to be merciful to us and to make us aware of our need for You. I pray, Lord, that You would direct our steps. I pray that You would help us to not be afraid. We face all sorts of impossible situations. Some may have just happened to us recently, and we come to church today with heavy hearts, fear creeping in on the corners of our mind. May we take to heart what the angel said to Mary and Joseph, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Make it true for us today, Lord. Help us to not be afraid. Help us to accept Your will and obey You completely. Grant us peace. We need it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope this message from God's Word has encouraged you in your spiritual journey.
On Sundays, we have an Inspire service at 9 a.m. in our fellowship hall and two Engage services in our sanctuary at 9:30 and 11. Come by and visit us. You can also check us out on the web at northmarkchurch.com or simply download the Northmark Church app to your device. We would be honored to serve you in any way we can. May the Lord give you an increased awareness of His presence in your life.